Welcome, please, Mr. Gamble Rogers.
In 1998, Florida honored the late James Gamble Rogers by inducting him into the Florida Artists Hall of Fame. Gamble Rogers' career spanned over 30 years, during which time he established a reputation as a storyteller, guitar picker extraordinaire, a gentleman, humorous philosopher, and mentor for countless young artists, including Jimmy Buffett. Those who attended his regular performances at the Florida Folk Festival at White Springs can definitely remember his rendition of Two Little Boys.
His brother say, do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for you?
Gamble Rogers often performed on stage with the father of Florida folk, the late Will McLean, and State Heritage Award winner, the late Don Grooms, and environmental troubadour, Dale Crider. So it wasn't unusual to find the four sitting on Dale Crider's home-built porch in 1973, recording a television show for WUFT-TV called Florida Sand. Crider recently found an audio recording of the show and is working to make the show available on a double CD.
I wrote this song about Helen, except I cast the song in Yeehaw Junction. I did that to protect her anonymity.
Down by the Kissimmee River, near the Okeechobee Slough, lies the town of Yeehaw Junction. That's the home of Mama Blue.
Now more than three decades have passed, and three of the four friends are gone. Gamble now has a school named after him. There's also a state park named in his honor on Flagler Beach. That's where he died trying to save a drowning man. A song for Gamble was written by one of Gamble's folk music friends, Steve Gillette from Bennington, Vermont. Gillette and his wife Cindy Mankson recently joined Dale Crider in Gainesville to recall their mutual friend.
I remember Gamble Rogers. He was a gentleman with a guitar. He's gone on a little further now, a little deeper in the stars. He went down into the water to help to save a drowning man. And he left this world holding out his hand.
Ironically, Crider met Gillette by hearing Gillette's song about Gamble on the radio. Gillette recalls how not long after Gamble died, he met up with songwriter Charles John Quatro at the Kerrville Folk Festival in Texas. That's when a song for Gamble was born.
There were moments there where we actually felt Gamble's presence.
I knew that you had played with him in the Serendipity Players, is that right?
No, when I met Gamble, he was in the Serendipity Singers. That was in 1967 in New York City, and I lived in the village there for 3 years, and Gamble spent a lot of time in New York. Their managers were connected with a place called the Bitter End. The same people owned the Bitter End managed the Serendipity Singers, and so Gamble was there a lot. We became good friends. We would see him a lot.
One of the things about Gamble's performance was how stage savvy he was. I mean, he was such an intentional performer. Was it the line about the fact that he always played in the key of E that's important here too?
Well, you know, I don't know if that's really accurate.
It's I think it is. I play in the E a lot, and I would sing a harmony to him usually. I ever led a song with Gamble. He always would lead, and I would harmonize him, like Dark as a Dungeon or some of those songs. And he liked the key of E.
A fondness for the key of E is the line.
But he played a lot of the great Merle Travis pieces and a lot of the Chet Atkins, and he had that, you know, that finger style magic thing. But the line I love is the one that Charles John came up with. He was a gentleman with a guitar,
yeah.
You know, because that says a lot about his presence, his style,
well,
the way he played.
I had a guy say the other day, don't use that word, gentleman. I said, well, I didn't write the song. He said, he was a gentleman with a guitar.
Yeah.
And I wondered, had anybody tried it?
No, it's funny, but you know, you're more likely to encounter people who really
have that Southern gentleman quality about Gamble, too.
Well,
so there's a, you know, like a lot of lines in the song have a couple of meanings or a little or more depth than just the one meaning. So I always liked the gentleman.
It's not even that we were trying for extra levels of meaning. It's more like when you do that kind of writing, you try to evoke something, and you know you can kind of come close with certain ideas, certain lines. Like Charles always felt that I shouldn't say that he had an air of...
something dignity. I can never think of lyrics.
Dignity or something like
thankful.
Thankful dignity.
Yeah,
air of thankful.
But we can't say it.
But you know, there's something too about a person's character is that Gamble was very understated, very modest, very calm. But you got the sense when he was talking or when you were with him that he had, and as close as I could come to it was to say there was about him an air of thankful dignity. Like that, and that was just some words that I put together. And Charles kind of objected to the word air because he was afraid that people would think that we were saying that here was someone who put on airs. So he had that attachment to the word air. But for me, there was the kind of just the feeling or the sense around him of thankful dignity kind of took the pride or arrogance away. You know, it sort of said, here was a guy who was modest, who was comfortable with himself.
Steve Gillette, Cindy Mankson, and Dale Kreider. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
I remember Gamble Roger. He was a gentleman with a guitar. He's gone on a little further now, a little deeper in the stars. He went down into the water to help to save a drowning man. And he left this world holding out his hand. And he left this world holding out his hand.